You've ever seen. Imagine having an elf right outside your window. Oh, Lucy, it's all so beautiful, it leaves me absolutely speechless.
Yeah, why'd you have to louse it up, Lucy? That's the first time she's stopped talking since we've been married.
Oh, Fred, you haven't even looked out the window. Haven't you any appreciation for beauty?
What are you doing, Ethel? Fishing for insults?
Oh, Fred, now come on. Isn't Switzerland the most breathtaking country you've ever been in?
Well, I'll admit the scenery around Steubenville, Ohio is not as pretty as it is here in Locarno.
Locarno?
Yeah.
You don't even know where you are. This is Lucerne.
Ethel, we're in Locarno.
No, Fred, we're in Lucerne.
Now, don't tell me. After Paris, Ricky and the band were booked into Locarno. It's right here on the schedule. What does that say?
Lucerne. Now, put your glasses on. You know you can't read without them.
And you're the one that sat on my glasses in Paris. Lucy, does this really say Lucerne?
Yes, Fred.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what's the matter? We're in Lucerne.
Yeah, we're in Lucerne, but I sent the whole band to Locarno.
What? Fred, did you read that schedule without your glasses on?
Yes, I read that schedule without my glasses on.
Lucy, what are you going to do with it? If you sent the band to Locarno, why did you buy us tickets for Lucerne?
I didn't. Ricky bought our tickets. I had a headache and... Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Why?
I'm not going to hang around here and explain this to Ricky.
Oh, for
heaven's... He'll punch me right in the nose.
Oh, he will not punch you in the nose. Now, listen, all the times Ricky's been mad at me, he never once struck me.
Well, you're bigger than I am.
Oh. Don't let that Latin temperament scare you. Ricky's bark is worse than his bite.
Don't tell me he bites, too.
Oh. Now, Fred, you've got to tell him sometime.
Well, I'll tell him all right in a year or two.
No, sir, you're going to go right in there and tell him
that.
Wait a minute, Ethel. We'll help you, Fred. We'll go in there and we'll get Ricky in a gay, happy, carefree mood. And when he's sort of off his guard, we will laughingly let the bad news sneak in, huh?
Well, all right. But what a way to go.
Come on now. Laugh it up now. Hey, carefree, you know.
Hey, what's with you? You're in good humor, huh?
Yeah, we're all so happy to be here in Lucerne. Isn't the scenery beautiful?
Isn't the weather gay and carefree?
Yeah, Lucerne is certainly is everything everybody said it was going to be.
Yeah, it just makes you want to laugh out loud, doesn't it?
I guess it kind of does. Yeah.
Just think, the four of us all together here in Lucerne. Just the four of us. Yeah. By the way, the band is in Locarno. Yes, sir. Fred sent him there by mistake.
The band is in Locarno. You're fire.
Fire?
Yeah, fire. Well, what kind of a bad man are you anyway?
You can't fire Fred right here in the middle of the Swiss Alps.
Oh, I can, huh?
What are you going to do, get a St. Bernard to manage the band?
He could do better than Fred. The band is in Locarno. Mira que tiene cosa, hombre. Hello. I want some information, please. Have you got a train from Locarno to Lucerne? All right, how long does it take? 4 hours? I want to send a wire right away. To the Ricky Ricardo band. Where are they?
I told them to meet us at the American Express office.
That was clever. Hello. At the American Express office in Locarno. That's right. Here's the message. Mistake in booking. Take the next train to Lucerne. Signed, Ricky. Right. Thank you very much.
There, now you see how simple it is? Everything's gonna be all right, huh?
All right, you're not fired. But that band better get here.
For heaven's sake, Ricky, you can't stay in this room all day worrying.
I can't help it. I'm nervous. If the band doesn't get here, I have to cancel the show.
Well, at least stop pacing.
When I'm nervous, I pace.
Well, do your pacing outside. Let's go climb a mountain or something.
I'm not in a climbing mountain mood.
Come in. Rick, our troubles are over.
What happened? What do you mean?
In case the band doesn't get here on time...
Yeah?
I lined up a local outfit that'll play with you tonight, and they're right outside.
A local outfit?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? How can a Swiss band play Latin rumbas?
Well, they've been practicing for an hour.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, come on, honey. At least you can listen.
He's right, Rick. They're musicians, and music is the universal language. They can play anything.
Well, all right, all right.
Oh, goody, goody. Hey! Come on in, fellas. Come on.
Hello.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag. Guten Tag. Hello.
All right, fellas, la cucaracha. Give him the beat, Rick.
One, two.
Try Ein, zwei.
Ein, zwei?
Yeah.
Ein, zwei. It's not La Cucaracha.
No?
No.
Das ist not La Cucaracha.
Is it not a cucaracha?
Nein. Das sounds more like the Schnitzelbank.
A Schnitzelbank, miss.
What are you doing?
Here they are. I'm getting out our hiking outfits. We are going to climb a mountain. I am not going to let you sit around here all day worrying.
No, not me. I better hang around here.
What for? You can't rehearse without the band, and they can't possibly get here till tonight. Now, come on, honey. It'll do you good.
Well, where's Fred and Ethel?
They're out renting some outfits, and the hotel's packing us a great big fat lunch. Now, come on. Hurry up and change.
Well, what are you laughing at? Didn't you ever see Swiss mountain climbers before?
Oh, Fred, those are not mountain climbing outfits. You look like you came out of a Swiss clock.
Say, that outfit you're wearing is rented.
Oh. Oh, honey, look how thrilling.
They're beautiful, honey. I'm sure glad you talked me into coming. I feel better already.
Look down there. Look how high up we are.
Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, is anybody hungry?
Oh, I am. I'm starved.
Me too.
Listen, it looked like it might snow. You think it'll be better if we go to that shelter that we're passing the way over here and eat there?
Oh, no. So beautiful. Let's eat our lunch here on top of the world.
Yeah, yeah. We may never get another chance like
okay,
this.
Okay, come on.
We can?
Sure, yeah. Let's eat it right
boy,
here.
Oh, boy, I can't wait. Oh, boy, that was good.
Well,
wasn't that lunch?
Ah, gee, this high altitude sure gives me an appetite.
What's your excuse at sea level?
Boy, they certainly make man-sized sandwiches at that hotel,
hey,
don't they?
Look, Rick. Yeah. Snow.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
We better start back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's get going. But isn't this beautiful?
Sure is.
Oh,
hey,
honey.
Fellas, hey, it's
honey.
Really snowing.
Okay.
Start tying up.
Can I help you?
Can I get down first?
Here, Ethel.
All righty. I'll just carry it.
With that lunch you packed away, I doubt if there's enough rope left to go around you.
There's enough.
All right.
Don't worry.
Be sure there is.
Yeah.
Ready? I don't want to lose you again.
No, it's really coming down now.
Coming down! I'll go first, huh?
Come on, everybody. Moosh!
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 Moosh! Nice little cabin, Ricky.
Yeah, it's chilly in here. I wonder if we can get this old stove started.
Oh, big shot. Now that he isn't the landlord, he's going to turn on the heat.
Well, there's no wood around here.
Oh, well, we don't need a fire. We're going to leave as soon as it stops snowing.
Yeah. Oh, it's really coming down now.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that!
What?
There's a big cliff of snow hanging right over the cabin.
Oh, honey, you think that's dangerous?
No, I don't think so.
Fred, don't do that. What's the matter with you?
Well, I thought one of those St. Bernards might be going by. I could use a shot of brandy.
Oh. Will you stop that? Come in here and close the door.
All right.
For heaven's sake. Now, don't make a sound.
What's the matter, honey?
All that snow hanging over our heads. A loud noise would cause an avalanche.
Oh.
It's true. I read it in a book. And you remember that picture, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
Yeah, that's right. Somebody shot a pistol and it caused a great big avalanche.
Yeah. Now, don't anybody move.
Well, you don't have to stand around looking like statues. Just act natural, you know.
Well... Okay, but don't make any sharp noise, not even a sneeze. Whatever you do, don't sneeze.
Oh, Lucy, why did you have to say that? You know the power of suggestion. Now we'll all have to sneeze.
Oh, Ethel, just because I said don't sneeze, the four people suddenly go...
Easy.
Oh. Ooh. Must be the dust in here.
Right.
Oh, wow, that was okay. Close.
Let me see if I can get that lamp.
Hold it a minute. Yeah.
Here.
Please.
Get it light here. There we go. Let me get the door. Uh-oh. I can't open the door.
Oh, the snow is in front of the door.
Push it. Come on, everybody.
It's all right. In front of the door.
Over close to it now.
One, two, three. One, at the same time. One, two, three.
Oh, no.
Heard it.
Heard it.
One, two, three. Now, wait a minute. It's no use. It's no use. The door, there must be a lot of snow in there.
Oh, how about the window, Rick? The window?
Yeah, too small. Even if we could open it, we couldn't get out of there. No snow in front of it, too.
In front of the window, too.
Well, how'd they get out in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
They waited for the spring thaw.
Oh, great. Well, I wouldn't mind that if we had five more brides.
Time to be funny.
No, what's going to happen to us?
I don't know, honey.
We're all going to freeze to death. That's what's going to happen to us.
No.
Oh, what a horrible fate. Trapped under tons and tons of snow.
Oh, yeah. Somebody will come along and dig us up.
Yeah, next spring.
Next spring.
No. panic now. Don't panic. The first thing we got to do, the main thing we got to do is got to figure a way to get out of here. After all, I got a show to put on tonight.
How can you think about a stale show when we're all about to be turned into human popsicles?
Well, don't pick on me. You were the one who slammed the door.
Yes, and you were also the one who sneezed.
Yeah, and you were also the one that had the hot idea about going mountain climbing.
All right, so I did a few wrong things. I wasn't the only one. We wouldn't be here in the first place if Fred hadn't bungled and sent the band to the wrong place.
She's right. This is all your fault.
That's right. Is that so?
What a dumb bunny trick.
It's your fault. You're the one that sat on my glasses.
It's his fault.
Yes.
Well, actually, the whole thing is Ricky's fault.
Michael!
Yeah, if you had left Cuba and come to America, we wouldn't have gotten married. We wouldn't be in Switzerland in the first place.
Mira que tiene cosas decirle a mí que fue la falta mía.
Oh, stop.
Sí,
ya,
esa me ha hecho.
No time to quarrel. The four of us are going to spend the rest of our life together. What's left of it.
Yeah, you're right, Ethel. I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry I blame you.
Well, I'm sorry I said your show was stale.
I'm sorry.
Fred, I'm sorry I called you a dumb bunny.
And I'm sorry you're so fat you broke my glasses. I'm sorry.
Just a minute, everybody, please now. We have to concentrate. We have to use our brains.
Well, now, let me see.
You stay out of this.
Well, I got a good idea.
What?
Why don't we look up the stovepipe? If we can see the sky, we know it's not too bad. Hey, she really has got an idea.
Yeah, how about that? You know, I knew if I waited long enough, you'd come up with one. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, Rick.
Let's see what we do.
Just take that elbow out.
Take this thing out.
Just knock it right out. Yeah, right down.
It loosens at the elbow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing it isn't hot, huh?
Yeah.
Left, but you're sure going out through the form.
Dear, well, did you see any sky?
No, I didn't see any sky.
Well, what do we do now?
We just have to wait here until somebody comes and digs us out, I guess.
Gee, it's been 5 hours already. How much longer is it gonna be?
Well, I don't know, but there's nothing we can do about it.
You think anybody knows where we are?
Well, it must be the people at the inn who we come up here.
Well, they'll probably find us.
How can they under all this snow?
Well, it may take days or even weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go that long without food. I'm hungry already.
Me too.
Well, we haven't got any food.
Not even one little crumb?
No. You wanted to eat on top of the mountain. They said, we want to eat at top of the world. So you ate on top of the world. Now we got no food, so forget about the food. Just forget it. We haven't got it.
Kind of a tough thing to do to forget about food.
Well, what are you going to do?
What was that?
What was what?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't either.
Oh, fine. Now I'm beginning to hear things. Yeah.
There it goes again.
I heard it, too.
I didn't hear anything.
Maybe it's the ice breaking.
Maybe it's the ice breaking, yeah.
No, that sounded more like paper rustling.
Well, it's probably a mouse.
Yeah, a mouse.
Mouse.
That's all we need now.
I smell cheese.
Me too.
It's that mouse. He brought his own cheese. Well, I want some of it.
So do I.
That pretty smart mouse. He brought his own mustard too. Lucy, what have you got under your coat?
Nothing.
Lucy, what have you got under your coat?
Nothing.
Come on. take a minute.
No,
just a minute. Just a minute. Just a minute. She's right. We ate ours. It's her sandwich.
So there.
Guys, it'll be better this way. One of us will be alive and strong. When the rescuers get here, they can tell how brave we were till the end.
Well, it is mine.
Of course it's you, honey. You have every right in the world to go ahead and eat your sandwich, even though we're standing here in front of your eyes, starving to death.
Gee, I wouldn't believe the end would be like this. I'm too young to go. So am I.
Oh, get a hold of yourselves. Get a hold of yourselves.
Yeah. If this is it, and I've got to go, I want to go with a clear conscience. Fred, I've got a confession to make to you.
Well, what is it, honey bunch?
You remember when we were married, I said I was 18?
Yeah.
I was 19.
I got something to tell you, too.
What?
You were 24. And while we're on the subject, I got a confession to make to you.
What's that, Fred?
Well, Rick, I've been charging you $10 a month more rent than anybody else in the building.
I got another confession to make. Every month I gave him back the $10.
Oh, boy, if I thought I was going to get out of here alive, would I let you have it?
Ricky, don't you have a confession to make?
Not me. I'm no fool. We might be saved.
Well, I got a confession to make.
What's that, honey?
I got another whole sandwich in my knapsack.
Well, you know, now that I think about it, I do have a confession to make.
What?
While you were taking a nap, we ate your sandwich.
Oh, what a dirty trick!
We saved you a quarter, though.
Oh, well, what's three quarters of a sandwich between us and eternity?
That's true.
Shh! I hear something.
What kind of something?
I hear music. Some strange, far-off music. Uh-oh. Maybe we're closer to eternity than we think.
I hear it, too.
So do I.
Good. At least we're all going to the same place.
I don't hear anything.
That figures.
Hey, now I do.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Yes,
that's
band music.
Where's somebody here? Oh, there's somebody
right
here.
Here
we are.
Didn't come back to the hotel, we got worried.
Huh?
Yeah,
it was only few feet of snow.
Only a few feet of snow? Yeah. Didn't have to dig for a long time?
No.
How do you like that?
Hey, Ricardo, may we have another chance? We have been practicing all afternoon the cacarusha.
Sure, listen, I'm so happy to see you. I don't care what you sound like. You got the job.
Oh, wonderful.
Right there, cucaracha.
I saw it. Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.